Okay.
Hold on, it's a machine of base if base.
And not planning on removing it.
In your other Gashamim al Avonim, minit bo. So the Avonim, he was matzis them to use them for the kinua purposes. So he did a hachon on that. And now it rained, so it got muddy, so they started sinking into the ground.
So that gets involved in the machlokes of the Avonim. What's the status of
in Mishum and Nikar, that they're still sticking out of the ground. So, so we can pull them out of the ground, even though now they're not sitting on the ground, they're rather submerged partially.
It's
not considered so, you're making this hole on the area which you're using. So that's like you're making a stira to the floor. Or you're breaking the piece of the dirt apart. So that's toichin. So that's not, it's not considered that. Mr. Brala Bonham test. You brought the stones in with intent to use for kinuah. And they started sinking into the mud. Rishim Nikar means they didn't totally submerge into the karka. He could pull them out, and there's no soysa, there's no toyfe. But to learn, even though it was in the chotzer, which over there you want your chotzer floor flat, so you're damaging the floor of the chotzer. How we mean that the yesh with the chashash stira, just says a ritzva v'zesh and it'll happen. Taking out the stone, you're affecting the ground. But the how we mean that the toyfe and tilosav is over. Or maybe it's considered toichin, you're breaking apart the dirt around it. The shuri that we don't perceive it like that.
Let's continue.
I mean, at worst, it would be a lagufa. Right? I'm pulling out the ground with the intent of getting the stone, not with the intent of making the hole. So, according to the Mishnah, which told Machas to look for his mother, so then this din and Chazal, because of the Isser of for the purpose of Kavod HaBrius, so they weren't Machmer. So the Havamit, then, so according to them, it's Pashat why it's mutter, or it's more Pashat why it's mutter. Shana is the Havamit of the Tzasser. According to Rambam, who passes off his Lachas Isser of Lufas Kayiv, the question is, why Taki is it the Rambam?
Soyser
can give you a little bit of an answer for Soyser. I'm not sure about Teuchen. Teuchen could be the Tzias as in general. That's not exactly how Teuchen works. But definitely Teuchen Kalach Yad at worst. Right? I want to take pieces of dirt, make them smaller, so I pull stones out of the ground to make pieces of dirt. It's definitely a Shema. So they wouldn't have that issue. But besides Soyser,
but it's little.
We discussed once that
are those going to be the minds from the Chalal?
That the things which are not bad, some stira or binyan, they're really different type of asik b'chalal. Unless a person has intent to interface with the item, he's not really doing the malacha of taking the thing apart, putting the thing together. Could be even called the realm, it's a makalko. So it's their bottom meets out that.
That's important.
Yeah.
If you've got a couple of
strings. Gimel. So the stone was sitting there, and it grew, started growing some growth on the stone. So you can still use it. Okay. We should be worried that maybe while he's doing the process of kinuach, he's going to rip out some of these roots of this growth here. It's not a psychic ratio, therefore it's a double shame miskaven.
Even though practically, like you said, not really providing sale.
So the Mishnah Yud Beis mutzal l'kenev, but it's also mashal filo munach al karka or it's mutzal l'itlay. So we should have a new problem over here. You might pick up the stone which has this thing growing on it and take it off the ground. Maybe that's a problem of I'm removing it from its sustenance. It's unique. Without the yeshu zel kaponim mechuli alma iser tlisha mirabon. The Mexican tarlish. It looks like you're being tarlish. Hakam shem kavod rias like goes. I mashal nitzal l'kavod misem shalom. Kavod sefei yusef ches. So later on, he's going to deal with the question. That question: why isn't it
coming down? Is it considered
the act of being terlish at the raisa because it's removing it from its yeniko?
So you're asking what about no? What about if I hang decorations? We'll see in the tour box. It's a good question.
So it seems to be a machlokes over there in Shilam and Vav, and the Shabur brings the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch sheet is that it's never the Raisa. That lessening of the Yanika, where it's not really Mitalish anything, it's just moving it away from the ground to the air, that's a lessening of the Yanika Mira, that's only a Tzlish of the Rabbanan, not a the Raisa.
So say the same thing. Okay.
Well, Lord Hashina, I'm not worried about it might be Perlish.
The Asavin
from the Sror. But Shlomo, the Av, the Bechlisha, Yeshbi Sror, the Rice, the Kuli Alma, Kilikamom, the Sim Shilom, above Sefei, the grass which is growing, the growth which is growing on the stone. Is considered that's like a Zimkarka. Even though the stone is not attached to the ground, but it's not worse than Atish Nokov, which is considered Chupur, and when you rip it out, it's called Terlish. So tearing off the grass from the stone would be Malacha the Raisa. It's not a psikration, it's not a skabonis, that's the din of Darshan Miskaman, that it's Mutter.
So there's a discussion
of
trying, what exactly
is the dish over here says, a more modern version of this is a person is using tissue and he knows he's going to tear the tissues. So he's been doing karei, he's tearing the tissues. It's not his kavona, it's not body going to happen. So it's not a psikration. So it's not a psikration, it's not a psikration. Okay, Dalit. Lo yekaneach. I'm sorry. Lo yetal regav adam lekaneach. You can't take a clod of earth for kinuach. Neisha ena ruil kinuach lefisha hinifrechas. It's not really roy for kinuach because it falls apart, so it doesn't do the process of cleaning the person. The stone will scrape away whatever's there. The dirt will fall apart.
But clearly there are some strands.
End of thought. New thought. Also the kaneach becheres to use a shard of pottery is osur. Filo b'chol. Because now we're afraid that its sharp edge can cut into the person, and it can the tendons which hold the muscles of the end of the
which is smelling,
it's the person's rectum, that part is being held in place by these tendons, whatever they're called, so that it might cut through and tear them. Pirish hamayim atzliyim nefiyat abas. So it might tear the shinei karkashta. Since it potentially is, it's not usable for kinuach. So then, once it's not usable for kinuach, you end up going back to the there's an isur tiltul because Al did not lift their isur tiltul for something which is not right for kinuach. Okay. Hey.
Right. It's basically the second side.
How you the father b'shabbat swore was nicheres chalak. The person had a choice. He cannot designate anything before Shabbos. So you have to use something. So he has a choice between a swore, which is a small rock. Pebble, was the cheres chalakim, and he has a broken piece of pottery, but it's the handles and they're smooth.
Before the
so, which one should he use?
Third factor.
So the loch is the kibun, the chalokim, him lekel mishum sakana. Since they're smooth, so we're not worried about the sakana issue, which we mentioned in the previous sif. Therefore, mekaneh bozen acheres, shehu roya lachas piakli. The charis started off as part of a kli, and even though it's broken, but since it has some usage, it's not muksa.
The rat is running on the right side.
But the tsaror is muksa. Okay, so yes, we have another option. So we use the tsaror because the tsaror, because our mata, there's a muksa because of kavanah b'riyus. We have an option of using non muksa over here. So you have to do that. Now, let's say those the charis are not chalokim, they're not smooth. So then there's a sakana issue, then you would use the tsaror, obviously. Tsaror basavim. So we said before you cannot do kinuach with regular adama, but now we're going to say you could do kinuach with the grass, grasses. Okay.
So if the actual spot is going down into
so
diminishing,
we differentiate between what should you use. Kinuach basavim im hemlach. If the basavim are still fresh and moist, just and soft, so the person should use them for kinuach. That's better than using the tsaror. Because we're going to argue that the asavim are not considered muksa. Pashas talking about something which has been cut off before Shabbos.
So
something which is cut off on Shabbos, right, that definitely is muksa. Okay.
From the airspace.
Now that's only about their lachim, but once they dry these grasses, they get sharp edges. But then we're back to the chashash; he might cut himself. Okay, the chalokim him. We told me a case of ozne cheres which are smooth. The bainu chalokim, because if the ozne cheres are not smooth, the yesh chashash cut himself. But now there's a question of danger; he might cut himself. But tsaror afshu muksa, even though the tsaror is muksa, don't allow you to use the tsaror which is muksa and not use the charis which is sharp because of sakana. But if what their chalokim, there's no problem of sakana which is sakana. V'after jadain yesh b'zeh chashash shofim kila el b'simin gimel. We said way back when that if a person wants to do kishuv on a person, one of the ways that the kishuv of the person who's the mechashev is effective on the mukhshav, I guess, mechashev and the mukhshav, right? The nikhshav, right? The one of the ways it's effective is it's only effective if the one who's receiving the kishuv does certain actions which allow him to be affected by the kishuv. So one of the actions that the Gemara says, a person who's mekaneach becheris is making himself open for kishuv to work in him. And here we're saying you should use that instead of the tsaror, even though he's opening himself up potentially for kishuv.
Our okay. Right now, but I'm going to continue reading the
Christmas. After that, yes, we're there.
If you have decorations there, and
they're going down.
You know what? I have no idea, but if I'd be Mechashef, I would. Nowadays, kishuv are much less common, and we don't know that enemies out to do kishuv to him, and therefore we're just going to say use the cheres, which is not muksa, and not, we're not going to be matar yisum muksa because of that chashash.
So the Gemara
doesn't
talk about the one that has to breathe a kishuv.
The Gemara talks about by certain iron horrors that it's only effective if the person is makben on it. The more in Pesachim in the 10th parak, the more says the person who's makben on zuga, his zugas will affect him. But it doesn't say by kishuv, it says by those type of things. I do not know the clothing of that. So, if he has an option of using the sub, you can have the sub, they'll have a muksa. Al-Yavashim, if the grasses have dried, so now they have sharp edges. So we're going to be matter to use the straw, which is muksa, over the selvi, which are not muksa, because there's a shas to come. Is it more muksa the ponus? Akari agera the state of it. The person is allowed to go to somebody else's field without permission, in a private place in the field, and do it and relieve himself. Muksa little straw the kenech vila b'shabbos.
True,
he can take a straw from the field to use. A field b'shabbos.
That's true. They're
also Minnesota. I will sheet the cola get me in a getter. Feel the getter out. They don't send that the near kisses. Because he wants to point out, even though the flow is being mefana right by the getter, so he might take a stone from the wall. That he can't do. That's mamash problem. But from the ground, he could take.
Why are seven not much? Why is that except for one?
Sabim in general were used. They were for Michael Behemoth.
That's going to be possible if the chutzim are chamaskiven. But now that the Rashi is saying, yeah, but no, it's different, because then he wants it, so then maybe he would say,
you had this before. At some places, Asavim was. Okay, I'm not remembering where. I'm just trying to find a quick thing. I'm not being successful.
If those hutsin are not our chamasim and mitzvahs, what do we say? Tzuah. It doesn't take away from the halach. But when it comes to a sukkah that's made by sarah,
okay,
and then you have hutsin and chamasim.
Okay, what Brian?
You say it's plus. So, Fred, the basic is what's the difference?
Okay, I don't see it now. Yazid means pulling them out. That's the problem of Talish, of Kaitzer. There's the intelligence of Kaitzer. The Malacha, they're both the same Malacha, the act of reaping something from its source of sustenance. The Talish, you pull out the whole plant. By Kaitzer, you cut off the plant above the ground, you leave part of the plant on the ground. So that's the Malacha is the same, taking it away from its life source. So he cannot pull them out. So they said, this would be Mishtamish Bilan. So I'm Mishtamish Mechubra, so I have a problem. Over here, I'm using these grasses. They didn't ask for grasses, they asked for trees.
So we explained that your Sukkah is 100%
kosher. Because I came along, we don't want you being Mishtamish Mechubra because I'm afraid the person might go climb into the tree and then take some of the branches, etc. So that. Asabim are never very effective for that purpose. So, Chazal did not ask her.
Okay.
Good test.
Those
hutsim
are
going to be. So you see them. So not move them means don't tear them out of their source of sustenance. You should flee, because that's a block up to the Vintalish.
But if it's 10 bucks also, and the same ones that are there, it is
Now those grasses, the chara muksa, the grass which is mukhub of the karka, we're talking about over here in the vav. That's going to be muksa. Those are going to be muksa. They're mukhub of the karka. Isn't it? So you get you anything which you can't. Using them for kinuach is not like a standard usage, so I can't say that they're not muksa because there's a way to use them behetar right now. The only way you would use them is by cutting them off. So it's like the apple, which is muksa because it's mechubar to the tree. You can't take it off on Shabbos, so it's muksa not chasisur. So we're being mekel over here. Again, back to the Kavod HaBrius issue, we're being mekel because of the Kavod HaBrius.
Read another case, but it's also. Another case was also with the vegetation, and we said it's not like an Elon, but it was also in the context of Muxa, wasn't it? What case was that?
Or sit there. That's the middle of outer space.
Okay.
I'm sure you're right. I don't remember.
Yeah, because I didn't know that the din was only Elon. So I know I know something from Elon. Even if
it's putzin that a circle in a kavod, it still is better upon us. So the more it gives a path to glaze, the person is not able to relieve himself.
You're right. In terms of
how well, so tabas. So the solution is a person sort of stimulates the piyat habas. Sometimes it'll force the peristalsis, etc., and the body will, the muscles will relax and contract, and then push out what he has to push out. But so shemamash reisham b'tzur v'nekev of nifto. So a person rubs with there with a small pebble back and forth, and that opens up the neck. So lo yimashish b'shabes kedar shem yimashish b'chol. So you cannot do it in the normal, in the regular fashion. Tanu Shach is a tzur b'chol yad. He holds the tzur in his whole hands. Mishum Masharis Neiman. So the problem which we have over here, which we're saying that there's a concern, is a person, we're afraid that the person doing it in the normal fashion will do it harder, that he'll rip out some of his hair of his body. That's a problem. It's out. That's a good luck of goes this. So he has to do it in a way which is doesn't have the same impact. It's not as strong. So therefore, there's less of a chashash of cutting off hairs off the body.
In terms of shiurim, do I have a
shiur?
Do I have the measure? Yes, I have the right measurement.
The hubachal terlish, which goes into the iser of terlish. It's guaranteed is going to be some hairs which are pulled out off the person's body. Fine.
Now we can't say Rashman.
So he wants to take this tzur of kinuach and to rub it off in order that the dried soya there should not cut into his skin. So that's a problem of mamachik.
Same as that everybody agrees that applies to the length of the wood.
He's smoothing out whatever's there.
And therefore the boots are functioning to take that.
And then, but he has to do a kalachiyad, not in a normal fashion.
Yes, exactly.
If the structure is
mamashish benachas, we don't want him to tear any hairs, so he does this mishmush with this sror by the piyat habas. He has to do it gently.
Okay. Function.
Exactly.
Now, if anything goes in that function, so even if the stuff is.
Yes, the mashresh bebars the fiat habas dinner kesur. So you have to know the
absolutely.
Now, I'm not sure what I mean. I know how the word bars is usually used to understand it over here. Meaning a spigot doesn't. It's going to be a piece of ripped off wood. So he can use that as well, but he has to do it not in the normal fashion. Also, let's just barza. I feel a tshuva Kula b'guf. He can't say, well, you know, if it stays there for a while, it's going to increase the urge. He wants to go out, do a hutsua with that to be in the pier at the bus, this piece of wood. So he can't do that. He's carrying them. So that psila was really like a suppository. They put in this piece of wax, and the warmth of the body would melt the wax, and whatever stimulants they put in there are there. So a person cannot go outside with that, even if it's fully inside. It's put in, but it's taken out. So when he puts it in, you can't say this, I don't put it in, it's both to the goof, because it's not. Because the many times it's taken out. So it's not who saw the rice, because he's not doing it in a normal fashion. It's a saw the rabbana. So it's like a person carrying something out in his mouth. A person has food in his mouth. Or his elbow. Fine. Now, so that's over here. But in general, if a person would have absorbed, swallowed some item which is a problem, he's allowed to go out. It's not considered so. Going, for example, the blame Margolis is a hub. Let's just burn Shasudava. Person has a pearl. And he needs to get it to someplace safely, and he can't leave where it is, so he can swallow it. The plan being that, you know, when he gets to his destination, he will check his soya and find it. Right? And so he's carrying the margolis. Margolis is in his stomach. He's like, that's not going to carry it. So they have a freshly plowed field. The person relieves himself there, so he's going to mess up the plowing. So he's going to go and try and correct that to make the land, he shouldn't have affected either it's his land or somebody else's land. He's going to try and correct it. Well, he's correcting it. He'll be taking the holes and filling them up. He's being mashe gumos. So here, this will be a problem of the melacha of Chareish. Being mashe gumos in a bias, he's making the floor more smooth. That's a form of burning. You're making the house better, more functional, because the floor is flat. In a soda, the melacha of anything which is going to ease the process of the planting before you get to the actual planting is all part of the melacha of Chareish. Chareish is preparing the land to plant it. So a person plows, a person waters the land to soften it, a person thing over here. So if all the furrows are even, it's much easier to plant it. If one of the furrows is off, it's harder to plant it. So being mashal the gumois would be a form of Chareish. I can't go into somebody else's freshly plowed field without messing up part of the plowing. So I'll fix it afterwards. So it's just like I'll steal and I'll pay back afterwards. So Chazal, we're not matter that. It's a field which has been planted, and it's awaiting plant. Excuse me, it's been plowed and it's awaiting planting. There are hills and valleys. We're afraid after he believes himself. So he's increased the guma area. So take from the clouds and put it into the guma. If a person had this this hole, and he filled it, or gavshushis, and told her he had a little hillock, and he removed it, the bias the Maya, the problem is because of Baina. By making the karka smooth, it's easier to plant there. That is the malacha of Chorish, is preparing the ground for planting. Yud. Avonim gedolim, gedolus, shemetzadim risom, kimin moishav cholo, v'yoshin aleim, besodos b'mokam ha'miyuchel b'zakise. So he put stones on two sides that would create an opening in the middle, and he would seat himself on it to relieve himself in between that, in that spot. So putting together the stones was making a basic kise. Mutra l'tzadadon. So even if they did not have the stones put together in the right fashion, you can move them into place. You're making a binyan, usable binyan, but it's the binyan aroy, it's not the rice, so chazal didn't ask because of kavod abrius. Mishnah Berurah. Using these stones requires, there's a muksa issue, besides the boina issue, which is saying we were matter, but there's a problem of muksa. So some say that they were mukhanim, they've already been set aside. The avachi lahutra is a muksa b'shilzeh, but sino shahutra el kinuach. We don't find the Gemara anywhere that they're matter for anything other than kinuach. But not for the yeshiva. So the matter using the stones, moving the stones of mukha to make a mukha worship, that you can't do. So what we can do is he's lot of mitzadon. Hanala hamen at the fanas from mekan mekan. You can set up the side supports. Avloniach eben lamala al shteim. Putting the stone on top. After shavuot, that he can't do on Shabbos. That's making an oil. After el roihu. So also we can't cut some mugger in Rama, but Rabbi Mordechai Matir and Gamazet. So Rabbi Matir and Gamazet, they're matter even though potentially there's an oil. Since it's oil of rice, they're bone on there, matter, they're bone on there. Okay, could be, I don't remember.
But mukh's not, we always say mukh's is more
cow than... What, because of bria?
Don't we say mukh's is more cow than other mukh's, they're bone?
Yeah. Right.
If one finds oneself without toilet paper or on Shabbos, torn toilet paper, is there any eggs covered up?
The person said that each person should try and can tear it with kilachar yad.
Right, that would be the same kind of...
Right. You know, so preferably don't tear it on the perforations.
Right.
And, you know, and try and tear it in a normal fashion.
Right.
Okay. We'll start Shinya Gimel. Now, the order of the Simonim I mentioned to you already is a little bit, it's following the order of the Gemara a little bit, that, you know, we move from the din of Tiltal and Muksa into cases which we're going to overlap from Malacha of Boina to the Malacha of Tiltal Muksa. Theoretically, Shinya Dal deals directly with Boina, and we would have, the logical order might have been to do that siman first, talk about the malachas of Boina, the halachas of Boina, and then go to these some of these more applications of it. So Shinya Dal is Binyan Bekalim, Shin Tezvav is oil, and Shinya Gimel is Binyan of things which are connected to the ground. So that's basically, but it's interesting, he doesn't first. You know, Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the way we do our modern textbooks. Explains to you what Boina is, and then it's, you know, he goes straight to example and halacha, and that's like the Gemara does. Okay, So if a person has an opening into his house and he has something which he uses to shutter it, but actually goes into the space of the hole. The hole is, say, an opening which is 2 feet by 2 feet. He has a piece of wood which goes in, which fits into that opening, 2 feet by 2 feet. So I imagine it would be 11 inches and 11.75 inches. So it's the right size to fit into the hole. So a can be a piece of wood. A shadower should be something by Hechel, and something which will use to fill up the window. Hechel masos my filu imenu kasher. So you're allowed to use it to put it into the window, even if the kachachon is not tied. So there is an opinion of the Gemara which says it's only mutter if it's obvious that it's not just a piece of wood, but you're like, take a piece of wood. I have a hole in my house. I'm putting a piece of wood on my house. No, this is the window shutter. How do I know? Because it's attached to the window with a rope, and it hangs there. When I open up the window, it hangs there. When I want to close it, I just put it in the window. So that is obvious that this is not a piece of wood. This is a window shutter. So window shutter. So it goes in and goes out. It's not called boiner or soyser. When I put, you don't say every time you shut your door, you're being boiner of the house, and then you open the door, you're being soyser of the house. Since it's made to open and close, that's how you establish it. That's not called benevesis. So the same thing over here, even though it doesn't have a hinge, I'm just sticking the thing into the window and I'm taking it out. But since it's done regularly back and forth, it's not called benevesis, not called soyser. But it has to be, so we would have, there's a madam in the Morse says, but it has to be nicker, that's what you're doing. How's it nicker? If the item that you're using to fill the hole is not on the ground, but it's hanging right next to it, and so it's attached to it and it's hanging. So it doesn't look like I have something over there in the corner, which I'm just taking a piece of wood and sticking it in. It's right here. It's mamish attached to it. And it's not on the ground. That's only the case in which it's mutter. So we don't pass it like that. Mandamer, we say that it's mutter to do it, even though it's enel kosher. Lerminan, the habi kemoser el binyan. You don't say, well, you're adding to your binyan. Okay, but Hushi Yashua Lobeir Shabbos, Lasasma, he planned to use this piece of wood before Shabbos already. Bekonosh Yiskinu Liyos Noel Boy, if you have I picture this as you have that crossbeam you put behind, on the doors, and you know, out in the prairie, and the little house on the prairie, yeah. So also, insert shikshana b'dolz. You don't have to attach it. You don't have to have it tied onto the. You're taking this piece of wood and putting it across. It's a problem. No, it's not. You don't have to have it hanging there. The komakim domi the binyan yosim ipkacha chalorin. We'll talk about machshava shiashalav b'yasmo. Sorry, she sucked in all the cards. Designating your mind is not enough. You have to have done some action to make it nicker. That's what it's for. But Rashi, how does she suck in all the shame kli she rode the shum tashmish? You have to make it ready for some type of actual usage. You could use it as the olive turner in your vats. You could use it to crush nuts. You designated for the purpose of using on the door. That's good enough. You have to do some mice and make it ready for that purpose. Okay, we will hold it here.